Brazil has officially entered the sandbox phase of its historic fiscal overhaul. We are now in the second week of the Brazil VAT symbolic phase 2026, following the expiration of the penalty-free window on April 30. While the current 1% tax burden feels negligible, the technological stakes are at an all-time high. The Receita Federal is using this symbolic rate as a live stress test for the world's most ambitious digital tax collection system. The 1% stress test, protecting the infrastructure, the combined rate of 1%, 0.9% CBS federal and 0.1% IBS state, local, isn't designed to fill the treasury, it's designed to test the pipes. By keeping the initial rates low, the central bank can monitor the automated sequestration of funds without risking a systemic liquidity shock to the banking sector. Split payment safety valve. This phase ensures that the digital infrastructure can handle the high frequency of automated tax diversions. Scalability check. If the system can perfectly split 1 cent of every dollar without delay today, it will be ready for the full 26.5% standard rate in the future. Infrastructure monitoring. Authorities are tracking every millisecond of delay in the payment chain to ensure merchant settlements remain stable. Automated audits. The penalty-free era is over. Multinational firms, MNEs, should not be distracted by the low rate. The Receita Federal has confirmed that the grace period for good faith errors has ended. Feature pilot phase, pre-April 30, symbolic phase, May 2026, combined rate 1%, symbolic 1%, symbolic audit status feedback only, educational automated digital audits active penalties waived for good faith errors standard penalties applicable primary focus system connectivity reporting accuracy and split logic the zero tolerance sandbox. Think of the Brazil VAT symbolic phase 2026 as a flight simulator where the crashes actually cost you money. Even though the tax liability is only 1%, the Receita Federal is running its automated digital audit algorithms at full capacity. They are hunting for reporting mismatches, now to refine their targeting for 2027. If your ERP system isn't perfectly reconciling the 0.9% and 0.1% splits today, you are effectively flagging yourself for a high-priority audit.